listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flueckiger, only on LA Talk Radio.
Hey there. Welcome to Your Ultimate Life today. I'm excited. I'm really excited today for this Ultimate Life Uni, Ultimate Life University. I'm going to talk about that a little bit. Talk about the genesis, why I'm building a university, like what and what's different than other universities. But more importantly, it's this invitation. I'm issuing you an invitation, a deep and sincere invitation to figure out who you are and what you really want to do, because we live inside this box, and the box is only 1% of what's available to you, or 0.5% or 0.1%. I use this background picture today because I took this in North Phoenix, up above Scottsdale, kind of in the North Scottsdale area. And you can see it's really cloudy there, and it had just been raining, of course, and then there was this beautiful rainbow, and I'm on in a car, you know, on the road driving as I stopped to take this picture, and that rainbow right there was so bright, and it was so close, and you could literally see right where it seemed to touch down to the ground. And it seemed so close. And you see right here, you see that mountain in the background. That mountain, you can't really see it here, but it was clearly behind that rainbow. So you could see the ground right there, right? All this ground, this ground. And then you could see the rainbow touching down. And then you could see the mountain in the background. So you could say to yourself, that rainbow is right there. I mean, it's on the ground between there and that mountain, because you could clearly see the mountain behind it. Now, we all know if I'd got out and chased it, you can't really get to the end because it's an atmospheric thing, the curvature of the earth and all that stuff. But it was such an incredible picture and such an incredible portent of possibility, an invitation to think creatively and powerfully. And so I want to talk about just briefly about this university that I'm creating. It's launching next year, first part of next year, Ultimate Life University. And there's going to initially be 4 schools in the university. And it's going to be, first of all, the School of Transformational Authorship and Creation. It's going to be the School of Transformational Coaching, the School of Transformational Leadership, and the School of Personal Sovereignty. And I pick those 4 because they're all 4 areas that are exactly in line with the life journey that I've taken. And I've become, you know, I'll say an expert, an absolute world-class rocket science brain surgeon-level expert in those areas. But so what? You know, my being that doesn't help you any. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about why the university came to be and what's going on, but more importantly, why it matters to you and what this says is possible for you. So today isn't about me, even though it's about becoming the sovereign architect of your ultimate life. And I ask this question almost every week, whether I've got a guest or not, and today I don't. Are you living your ultimate life? Are you? Are you living the life you love more than anything, like you cannot make it better? That's a really important question, because lots of times I'll ask somebody that kind of question, and they'll go, well, you know, I mean, you can always make it better. That's not true. You can live in complete happiness all the time. That is yours to build. And today we're going to talk about exactly how to do it, because you and I, we're the architect. We're the architect of that life. Now, you know what an architect does. It designs something and creates it in very real terms so that you can build it. And where most of this fails to start with is we're not even very good architects. Like, we don't know exactly what ultimate life would look like. Most people just say, well, you know, time freedom or lots of money or whatever. So I want to assure you, first of all, it's possible to create that ultimate life. You really can. It's not beyond the realm of possibility. I don't care where you are. I don't care where you've been. I don't care what's happened. It doesn't matter. You can start right where you are. Now, if you're going to argue with me, it's going to be hard for me to help you do that. But if you'll suspend that argument for a minute and sit there within the possibility that you really can architect and create a life you love every day, purpose, prosperity, and joy, where every day you wake up to a divine and loved purpose, and you have prosperity, which includes cash, but prosperity in health and relationships, and you live in perpetual joy. Like, you might think that's not possible. I say to people all the time, I live in perpetual joy. And then, of course, we always joke because my wife's name is Joy, and I'm married to Joy, and she's an angel, and she came to me from heaven. So we joke about living with perpetual joy. But I don't mean that. I mean with small j, not capital J, joy in the other room. I live in perpetual joy. So how did that happen? Well, let's talk about this university for a minute, because that is one of the manifestations of being there. And let's talk about how that happened, because this is really about you, because you can do and be exactly what I've done. Okay. When we come to this life, we don't get an instruction manual. Like parents that we have, they either do a crappy job or they do a good job, and most of them are somewhere in between, some crappy stuff and some okay stuff, and they don't have an instruction manual either. You know, I saw this thing on television the other day that a university, and I don't know which one, certainly not Ultimate Life University, but a university said, well, to raise kids right, you need to ask babies permission to change their diapers. And then went on to a long explanation. But I thought, you know, we're getting out of control here. That's not the way to create your ultimate life. But what is? Well, here's what I can tell you. We have the opportunity, and some might say the obligation, to make the most out of our lives. And we'll talk about what that means in a minute. And the truth is, you have the right to do anything you want. I'm not going to make anything out of my life. I read this article about a guy who refused to do anything to take care of himself. He wouldn't feed himself. He wouldn't dress. He wouldn't do anything. Wasn't going to lift a hand. And somehow he had the idea that everybody was, you know, he was owed someone doing everything for him. And there was an ethical dilemma about, you know, is someone obligated to feed him so he doesn't die and that sort of thing. Well, that's silly, but the truth is we can do or not do anything. Those choices define our lives. If I choose to go to work every day, I get paid. If I choose to go to work some days, I get fired. If I choose to start a business, but I don't work on it very hard, it doesn't make a lot of money. If I choose to work, create a business and it matters and it does good things for people and I work on it a lot, I can make a lot of money. I can choose to have a family or not. I can choose to pay a lot of attention to my kids or not. I have a friend who said, you know, when he had his son, it became his obsession to be a great dad, and consequently he was. And yeah, other priorities in his life shifted, but he had it in his mind, I'm going to create a great relationship and experience for this kid that's been entrusted to me as they grow up and mature. So he spent some years doing that, and he got exactly the outcome that he was looking for. So I would maintain, I feel the responsibility to become and activate or live into this sovereign architect role. Now, why would I say sovereign? Well, sovereign is a word usually associated with, you know, monarch or king or whatever. And it just means the absolute ruler or controller. And you and I, we are the controllers or the absolute monarchs. We're sovereign of our own lives. And it's true that someone may grab me and tie my hands and so I can't move my arms, but those are minor details. I am completely sovereign about how I choose to experience life. This beautiful rainbow, I could have driven on by and thought, oh, there's another rainbow. Instead, I marveled at where it was and I had a completely different experience with this rainbow that was sitting there for anyone to see as I would have had if I'd chosen to look at it differently. So In the last weeks, as I mentioned, I've been creating something massive. It's so big that the vision scares me. Because my responsibility that I've taken on myself is to nurture 300 million people to get from a place of learned helplessness, addiction to mediocrity, and victim mindset, which is where a lot of people live and at Pool of Quicksand, over this rainbow, right? Over the rainbow, can't even do it the right way. Over the rainbow, whatever. To a beautiful meadow of fierce life ownership. Radical excellence with a passion to serve. So the massive thing I've been creating, a university, but here's a deeper truth. It's not about a program. I mentioned four schools. The School of Transformational Authorship and Creation. That's about helping people use their life story to make a massive difference in the world and get paid to do it. You, right here, right now, you can do that if you want to. It's not going to do itself, but you can do that. Then there's the School of Transformational Coaching. And the reason I'm creating that is I just released a book called Coaching and the Rise of AI. And it explores how devastated the coaching world is going to be over the next year as AI more and more matures. It can already do incredible things. And 95% of coaches are either going to adapt or be out of business. And by adapt, I don't mean learn new tricks. Most coaching right now is superficial, formulaic, based on, you know, a set of principles and a set of ideas and check sheets and formulaic stuff that most coaching schools teach. And believe me, I've looked at and been in many of them. That's all going to be eviscerated. And the reason is because this new technology is going to make it useless and obsolete. So the transformational coaching, School of Transformational Coaching, is about what is left. It's the answer to the questions, what is left for the sacred and powerful profession of coaching, which is really being in the business of helping people achieve what they want, supporting, teaching, mentoring, guiding, and creating the vision in people to be the best they can be, like Olympic athletes or like performers of any kind. Coaching is literally so powerful. I've been in it now 18 years, and I'm just thrilled. There's nothing that's been more fulfilling in my life to do that. Another one is a School of Transformational Leadership, which is about building business and building it to success, which is serving a lot of people. Because when you serve a lot of people, they pour money on you and you make big cash. But you have to figure out what people want, what your area of expertise is that is unique. Because if you sell something that everybody else sells and it's exactly the same, then it's a race to the bottom. You know that. But you don't need to do that. All you need to do is the work to figure out what is absolutely unique about you and your gift and offering. And the last one is the School of Personal Transformation, which is private coaching, and it's radically difficult and hard, but it's walking the road to be truly the very best person that you can be. And it's powerful, and it's the road that I've walked. So that university has been occupying my mind now for 3 or 4 weeks, and the fruits of walking down that road are scary. They're huge. They're visionary. And here's the point I'm making. Again, it's not about the university. It's about I am architecting that on purpose. I am choosing to express a vision of enormous proportions and to then walk into that vision knowing and believing that I can create that outcome. Knowing and believing that nothing is impossible. And I'm committed to that. So let's take this to you. What do you want, comma, bad enough to do anything required? And I'm not talking about illegal or hurting others. Bad enough to do anything required to make it happen. I have this interesting experience often with prospects, not with clients, because these prospects don't become clients. But I ask always, what are you trying to create? Why are you looking for coaching? Because nobody wants to just hire a coach for fun. They want to hire a coach to get to the Olympics or to get ready for a performance or to, you know, create some outcome they haven't created before. So that's why they hire a coach. So I always ask them, what are you trying to do? Well, often it's make more money. Often it's start a business. Often it's a career transition. And I haven't been in the market for a long time. Often it's a life transition. They're a widower, or got divorced, or, you know, some other thing happened and they're in a place of transition and the transition scares them. So they're looking for someone that is as a guide and help to encourage and lift and bless them and love them and see them for the true powerhouse that they are. So my calling, living into my full gifts and talents, is building this university. What's yours? Now, in that conversation with prospects, when I ask them what they want, they'll tell me. And often it takes some digging because most of the time they say, well, I want time freedom. Okay, for what? Long vacation. Okay, what else? I want all the money I can spend. Okay. If you had that, all the money you could spend and all the time, I can make you a promise. It wouldn't be very long before you would be bored and unfulfilled. Money does not fulfill a person. It lets you buy whatever you want and distract yourself, but it's not a fulfilling thing. Having all the time you want isn't either, unless you have a purpose and a direction. And that purpose and direction always needs to include loving and serving others. I want to explore every continent and just take trips everywhere. You can distract yourself endlessly, but that's not fulfilling either. So you know what my giant vision is. You know what my huge goal is. What's yours? And again, when I ask that and we finally dig down layers and layers and they say, well, what I really want is this. And I ask a bunch of times, well, why that? Why that? Why that? What's underneath that? And finally, we get down to some deep layers. And so we identify, and usually it's because I love someone or because that's who I am. I feel really connected to this purpose or this idea or this particular result. Okay. And then comes the fatal question. It's not fatal always, but often. Okay, cool. What are you willing to do to get to that outcome? Like, here's where you are with respect to that, whatever it is, money, business, fulfillment, and here's where you want to go. And I can promise you there's a road. What are you willing to do? And not infrequently or very frequently, the answer is, oh, I'll do anything to get there. Anything. And so by this time, we've looked at their life a bit, what they spend their time doing, how much time they spend working, what hobbies they have, relationships, you know, what, where everything goes. Because if you're going to walk a new road from here to here, you're going to have to change what you're doing, because what you are doing right now and what I'm doing gives me what I got, right? It creates what I got now. And if I want a different outcome, I got to do different stuff. I mean, that's not rocket science. So then I say, okay, cool. Here's where we start. You got to do this. You got to do this. Start with this and this and this. And they just got done telling me I'll do anything. And then often the first thing they say is, wow, I didn't know I had to do that. And what that reflects is I expect everything to be easy. And two, I didn't really want it in the first place. And that's okay. No one's telling you what you should want, but then we're not fulfilled when we live like that. So let's talk about your life, because your life, where you've been, what you've been through, all the things you've been through so far in your life, that is the core of your offering to the world. You may have learned to be an architect. You may have learned to be an attorney or an engineer. I learned to be a musician. I learned to be a studio engineer. I learned to work in electricity markets and all kinds of things. But those are things I learned to do and have nothing to do with the best that I have to give or the most power I can create in the world. You know where that comes? That comes from your life journey. Every life journey contains fire. Those are the struggles you've been through, the things that crushed you, that smashed you down where you thought you were going to be destroyed and you weren't. Every life story contains ash, where something is burned to the ground. Every life story contains failure. It also contains intuition or revelation or inspiration, whatever word you choose to use for those divine nudges that hit us all from time to time. Every person's life has contained elements of meaning, and every person born on this earth has gifts, natural abilities. So those are raw materials, even the rough ones. Fire, ash, failure, struggles, all that stuff, and your gifts, your talents, the meaning, the events you've had that have shaped you well, those are all raw materials. But you know what? Most of the time, we just look at those obstacles, the bad things, and say, glad that's over. And we don't stop to think about the gifts that they are. And we then look at our gifts and talents and revelations and nudges, and we go, no big deal. Or, I couldn't do that anyway. Or, sometime when life slows down. We're not operating as an architect. We're not operating as the sovereign architect of our life experience. Now, I'm guessing you hear this podcast because every week is an invitation to live your most ultimate life, to create purpose, prosperity, and joy. I'm inviting you that all the time. And, you know, I have an invitation for you right now. If you're living your ultimate life, I invite you to get a hold of me. And the reason you can do that here, KellenFlukigerMedia.com, and there's a contact form there. Contact me. Because if you're living your ultimate life, you did not fall up that mountain. There was a series of specific choices and struggles and actions that you took to get to a place where you live in purpose, prosperity, and joy. And I love meeting people like that. I love people to share their stories. That's where I get my guests, people that show up and tell me their story. And it's like, people need to hear the choices you made, because so often we have these setbacks and we say, must not be my time, must be the wrong thing, I'm beat down. Or we scream at the sky and say, why me, not fair, and all that kind of stuff. And that accomplishes nothing. So if you live that life of purpose, prosperity, and joy, I'd love to have you on the show and hear about that so you can explain why it's so, what you did to create that, and how you show up in the world. So the biggest truth, impact, influence, like we have, you know, YouTube influencers and Instagram influencers and TikTok influencers. And we do, and they're real, and they influence people's opinions and their dress and their votes and maybe their music and social ideas and stuff like that. And my answer to all that is, so what? Let's influence how people feel about themselves. Let's influence the world for more love, for more tolerance, for more good, for more creativity, for more power, for more kindness. Let's influence that. So if you want to have the most influence and incidentally make money, good money, it's true that the most powerful gift that you or I have to offer the world is the truth of your own becoming. Now, let me give you an example. So I had decades of executive experience and, you know, doing the traditional jobs and corporate stuff like that. And I was very successful, very successful. And the life behind the scenes was miserable. Miserable to the extent of failed relationships and addictions and all kinds of stuff. In 2007, 18 years ago, I had a large, the big event happen, a divine intervention. It changed my direction. It didn't fix everything, but it woke me up to possibility. Then I spent a decade of taking apart the old story and the old stuff. In 2018, 11 years after the first one, I died. And had three conversations with God at the door between life and eternity. 6 months later, after I got out of the hospital, being in a coma for 17 days, I woke up paralyzed from the waist down and had another episode. And after that, there's been now 7 more years of rebuilding and writing and creating and coaching and teaching. And all of those things, including all that difficult stuff, have been my tutors. And now the truth of what I said, the most important thing I have to offer you is the story of my becoming. Because in that story, It has forged me in the fires of those challenges. And you say, so what about me? And you should. But what I know about you is you're the same. You have decades of stories, of experiences, of times when you were knocked down and chose to rise up, where you have been forged in the fire. That learning is more precious than gold. And that's what we need now, both of us, to share most of all to create that ultimate life. So what about your architecture? What is the life that you are forging? Or what has life been forging in you? Answer that. You may say, well, I've just had a series of misfortunes and I don't understand why all the bad crap in the world happens to me. I had somebody ask me that the other day, a client. It seems like every possible thing that could go wrong. You know that story. We've all lived that sometimes. And it may be true sometimes. And we can either let that stuff ruin us or refine us. If we let it refine us, then life is forging a warrior. Life is forging an elder, a truth teller, a powerful leader, someone who can lift and bless and serve others in unique and powerful ways. And that's the reason I'm building the university, is because all of those things have led me to that place. And that's the way I'm sharing my gifts. So I've written 20 books, for example. You know that. 1,000+ podcast episodes. 94 songs. This show's been running for 3 years. I coach. I died, and I've had several opportunities to speak to that. I've developed a framework, WIPOS, worth, identity, possibility, ownership, sovereignty. That is an entire life backbone and a key to creating your ultimate life. So me telling you what I've created, I'm only doing that because I want to spark in you the thoughts about what life has created in you. All of that stuff that I listed, that I have done, it's not, yay, Kellen. Those activities have forged in me the unstoppable desire to serve you, to love you, to lift you, to bless you. And that's why my business is this, to helping people discover their power, discover their story, and then figure out how to turn it into impact in the world. Maybe you change one person, maybe 10, maybe 100, maybe your neighborhood, maybe 1 million. My goal, as I said before, is 300 million. Audacious? Hell yes. Am I going to get there? No question. None whatsoever. So I invite you to hear everything that I share in through your ears and ask yourself, what is this for me? Because that's the only question that matters. I realized finally all my work, all this experience was leading to one thing. And that's this, to build a place where people learn to be sovereign over their own lives. Because so many people live giving their power away, letting circumstances, family, government, others dictate the flow of your life, dictate the happiness of your life. Why would you give that away? I used to. I didn't have a good answer to that question. It took a lot to finally wake up and realize I'm done with that. So here's the calling of every human being. And it might be audacious to say that, but I'm saying it boldly and clearly. Here is the calling of every human being. You are here to build something. You and I, we each had a mission and purpose that we agreed to and we were stoked about before we came. Now, you can argue with that, but it's still true, and arguing won't help you. So the question might be useful to say, what am I here to build? Is it a legacy? Is it a story? Is it a body of work? Is it a way of living in the world and showing up that only you can build? One of the things that I hear often from people, especially when I'm helping them through my transformational authorship, School of Transformational Authorship, is, well, my story doesn't matter. I haven't had anything that interesting happen. And that's never true. I've never met a person where we, you know, we talk about things for a while and we can't find at least a dozen powerful, unique things that matter a lot. And then they see, oh, wow, of course. So if you need help with that, get a hold of me. Again, KellenFlukigerMedia.com, the contact form. So every single person is born to build something. Now, nobody's going to make us do it. We can ignore it. We can live our whole lives and die with our music inside. Die with the song we came to sing, unwritten and unsung. That's a tragedy. Here's another truth. Every person has a set of experiences. You were born with a set of gifts. Experiences sometimes bring a set of wounds. But they're unique. A unique message, a unique contribution. When you think, I mean, obviously there's the DNA differences that manifest itself in untold numbers of ways, right? But your life experience, your gifts, and the things you've learned are also incredibly unique and incredibly valuable. Your story may be someone else's salvation. Your choice of grit and gumption to overcome an obstacle may be someone else's bright light. You may be the benefit of someone else's bright light. And if they chose not to share their gifts and story, that light wouldn't be there. I have seen so many people choose to express light and then be amazed. I had no idea I would feel like this, or I'd be able to help like this. Now, all those things, your experiences, your gifts, your wounds, your message, your contribution, they're not random. And this is what drove me to create the university. They're your curriculum. Most of us go through life and we don't realize life is a custom-designed journey. And if we choose to learn the lessons of our curriculum, we will rise like a phoenix from ashes, the most powerful being we could possibly be. Your story is your offering. Most people never slow down or stop long enough to recognize the beauty of their own lives and the staggering power that you have to make a difference. Now, you don't have to start a university, but I want to ask you, what is the world missing? Because you haven't told your truth yet. And if the answer is, nothing, then you're not in touch with your truth. You're not in touch with what you actually have to offer. If you want help with that, again, get a hold of me because that's one of my absolute wheelhouse areas of world-class expertise. But ask, what is the world missing because you haven't told your story? Now, like I said, you know, you start a university, that's my assignment. But you do have to become the architect of something. And if you do nothing, you're going to be the architect of nothing. And you know what's interesting is you and I, we were born, we came here with, nothing. Like we brought whatever characteristics and experiences we had before with us. It's interesting because when you see identical twins, even though grow up in the same household, their preferences are different. They're completely different people. And even though they look the same physically. And it's clear they brought that with them. Anyway, topic for another day. So this is your invitation to connect with that. What would you love to build? What would you love to start? Now, if you set aside all the excuses, which is, I don't have time, I don't know how, I don't have money, I don't have any support, just for a minute, set that aside. And answer the question, if you had no constraints, what would you do with your gifts and talents to add good to the world? And that's, you know, after you took your vacations and did whatever, yeah, okay, fine. But when you're sitting by yourself, what would you do? What is your vision for a better world? Not that somebody else would do, but that you could do and that you're uniquely qualified to do because of your gifts and your life experience? That's such an important question. and most people don't take the time to answer it. This is not about ego. This is not about fame. This is not about hustle and bust your ass, It's not even about that. You may hustle. You may achieve notoriety. But this isn't what it's about. What it's about is service. We're built spiritually and physically to love and serve. So look at your neurotransmitters. You feel good when you're in service. You know that. You feel it every time you go do something for someone. So what would the world look like if you had no restrictions and you were able to fix it or help it the way you want to? Now, after you make the list of excuses, don't have time, don't know the right people, don't have money, on and on and on, that's all garbage. Because what that says is, I have a picture in my mind that my gift should be applied just like this, and it ought to happen this way, and it ought to be done this week. Well, nothing happens that way. So when you identify what you would love to see happen, Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. So when you are being the change you wish to see by how you talk and act and live, and then you just ask, what is the first step I can take toward creating that? For me, it was, what is the first step to organizing a university? Well, what would I teach? What is the curriculum? How would it work? What is the admission process? Like, what would be the whole thing? And started asking those questions. If I started saying it's all got to be done at once, I'd give up and quit. So would anyone. So when you decide what you would love to create in the world, just start with the tiniest choice. Because here's the truth. Every action, every thought, every action, every choice creates something in our lives. If we speak a certain way, we create joy and happiness. If we speak a different way, we create argument and discord. We get to choose. The idea that you made me mad or you, it's just, you know, nonsense. So when you think about what you would like to stand for, what you would like to be remembered for, what you would like to change or create, that is the beginning of architecture. The designing of your life. And no, we can't do it all at once. Nobody can. I can't. You can't. But you can start. You can start today with the smallest action. And every day, it just makes such a difference. For example, if you accomplished 0.1% of your goal today, do you realize in 1,000 days, which is less than 3 years, you'd be 100% there? And so the idea that it has to happen all at once, or that somehow you need to know the whole plan from start to finish, is nonsense. Nothing in nature happens that way. Canyons erode over millennia. Plants and trees, they grow over a season, or trees over many years and decades. Everything in nature is a gradual process, and so is the realization of your architected life. Now, I mentioned earlier WIPOS, WIPOS is what I say, but it's a framework for conceptualizing your life, and it stands for worth, identity, possibility, ownership, and sovereignty. And let's talk about that for a minute. Worth is foundational because your value is infinite. You're a child of the divine and you have infinite value. And that doesn't mean that people don't get killed and accidents don't happen and wars don't happen. And that's a, you know, the purview of the designer of the universe, not mine. But your worth, no matter what, is infinite. And most of us right now listening to this aren't in danger of imminent death. So if you let it be settled that your worth is infinite, something dramatic changes, because so often we define our worth as what somebody says to us. I'm only okay if someone says, oh, that was great. Oh, you're good. And we get our value from someone else's words or actions. Your worth is settled. So I have a question for you. If you knew that your worth was infinite, if you knew that, and you weren't waiting for somebody to pat you on the head and tell you you're cool, what would you do different? Like if you knew your worth wouldn't change whether you succeeded or failed, what would you do different? When I ask myself that question, it's huge. Oh, well, then I would immediately put this out or sing that or write this. I'd do this immediately because it's no longer a concern. My worth is not dependent on the outcome. I stands for identity, and there's nothing to say about that except you're divine. You're created on purpose by the Creator, period. So you're divine, and that means you have divine DNA. And that goes to P possibility. If you've got divine DNA, I mean, you can create anything. The DNA in an acorn is already there, and if you put the acorn in the ground, it grows into an oak tree. So you and I, we got infinite possibility. Ownership means that I'm responsible every day, every minute, every hour for my choices, my language, my thinking, my behavior, my relationships. That's all mine to own. Sovereignty is that I rule my life. I get to be the architect with my intentions and my love and the stance that I have toward the world. So if you accept this instead of arguing, maybe you're not arguing, but if you accept this instead of arguing, life stops being accidental right now. The idea that something happens to me doesn't even exist. I'm not drifting. I'm designing. And yeah, there are currents in the river that I don't expect. And then my opportunity is to figure out what to do with them. And that's your opportunity also. Now, after all those disasters that happened in my life for the last years, I've spent my life architecting. And now I'm a published author with 20 books and I speak around the world. And I'm a coach, and I do all kinds of things. And I live the ultimate life. And that's not saying, again, yay me. This is simply an illustration of someone who started from complete brokenness, doing over and over again, day at a time, what I've talked about here, even with setbacks and failure. So I want to say once again what I said before. It's never too late. Now, let me ask you some questions. What would happen if you chose right now to own your life with that level of intensity? If you took absolute fierce ownership, you own every choice, every word, every thought with absolute intensity and with the focused designer's eye. What story would you stop telling? What fear would you stop bowing down to? Those are important questions for me. Maybe this, what dream would you finally take seriously? So here's a key question for you to answer, really. Vision of your future possibility is not optional. You can't architect something if you don't have a vision in your mind. Your vision is the blueprint for your ultimate life, which is why when I ask what people want, saying something flip like I want a lot of money or time doesn't even mean anything. I want details. I want you to tell me how that sandwich tastes with all the juicy whatever you have on it. Vegan sandwich with alfalfa sprouts and a certain kind of dressing that drips down your chin and it's so luscious, etc., etc. You get the picture. Like your blueprint, your vision for your life should be beautiful and detailed. Your vision for your contribution should be beautiful and detailed. And it should be easy for you to answer this question. If nothing stopped you and your mission succeeded completely, what would the world look like? So for me, what I did to go down that road is I stopped when I was thinking about the university and was completely overwhelmed with the idea, holy crap, I can never do this. I stopped asking what is possible because immediately my nervous system and my mind came back and said, yeah, not that, no. And I started asking instead, what is required? And not all of it all at once, because we talked about that, but what's the first step? Well, the first step was to create a design, and another step is to declare it, which I've done to you and to others. What is required? And when I started thinking about my whole life and where it all was leading. That's how it got to the university. It's because I realized that was where it all led. So let's go back to you and say, what is your vision? What do you want to create in the world that would really represent fulfillment? I did it. I'm there. And stop asking what's possible. That's a limitation that is not even real. Let's take example of a mountain climbing up a hill, steep hill mountain. From just a little ways up, 10 minutes in, you can't see the top. You can't see the switchbacks. Like, you have no idea what you're into. No idea what it's going to look like on top. But when you've walked for another half an hour, you're further up the trail and the view completely changes. So asking what is possible from the beginning is silly. You have no idea what's possible. You do have an idea of some of the things that are required, so take the first step. That old adage, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. It's not just a silly saying, it's true. But what happens when we start taking steps up the mountain is our vantage point changes. The view that we see is different. And so things that we thought were impossible an hour ago don't look impossible now. Things that we thought, there's never any way I can figure this out a month ago, now it's like, oh, I need to go here and go there and do this. Just ask what is required. Now, here's the point. Whether you've fallen or you've failed or you've succeeded or you've been betrayed or abused or abandoned or have been lifted or blessed or healed, all of this is material for your mission. We are called to share. I am called to be the person who helps that happen. It's why this show and the podcast. Love to have you as a guest. Every part of your life is architecture. You get to build it from the raw materials of your successes and failures. The ultimate life is not about luxury or success metrics. It's about living the calling that's been woven into you from before you came. Now, one of the things I know for sure from when I died is that we each have a calling that we agreed to and we're pretty excited about, frankly. Real happiness comes from living the calling that was woven into our DNA. Your story matters, your gifts matter, and your life matters, and it matters a lot. More than you or I can possibly count. So here's the choice. I've given you little snippets of my life. All my experiences have driven me to create this university, Ultimate Life University, with the different schools. I want to know. Reach out to me, KellenFlukigerMedia.com, and use the contact form. What is your life experience driving you to do? What do you feel called to create? And can I help you? Is there a way that I can serve your mission? Is there a way that I can encourage you and lift and bless you and love you and assure you that you matter? So here's the final thing I want you to think about. You're the sovereign architect of your life, not as a title, but it's an eternal truth. And if we don't exercise that position, then we get created. Our life and our experience is created by someone else for their benefit. So the invitation is take a hold of that sovereign position. Own it fiercely. Start building. Start becoming. Start offering the gifts you have to the world. And here's the last thing I want you to think about. I talk about your ultimate life all the time, and it's not a fantasy. Even though there's a rainbow in this picture, it's not a fantasy. But I have to confess, I used to believe that it was. I used to believe, yeah, that's for somebody else. I can't do it. I can't have it. And then I would list a litany of reasons. I'm too late. This has happened. I've done this, that, and the other. I'm excluded. I'm here to tell you it doesn't matter what's happened before. It is not a fantasy. You know what it is? It is an inevitable outcome, an inevitable result of choosing to live as the architect of your story. You are writing your story. I'm writing mine. Boy, fiercely hold that pen. Write stanzas of service. Write stanzas of joy. Write stanzas of recovery and growth if you've been beat down. Never quit, because it doesn't matter where you've been or what's happened before. You are a being of power and glory. I am grateful that you're here sharing these moments with me. And I also am totally convinced and believe in the greatness that's waiting to be built and expanded inside of you. And there's no mistake. No matter where you are or where you've been, you have the ability to start right now, be the architect, and create your ultimate life.
You're listening to Your Ultimate Life with Kellen Flukiger, only on LA Talk Radio.